Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Dan, no lube, getting in straight, hard, fast, quickly into this show.
Like it,
can Liverpool win the league?
Yeah, ease me in. Absolutely, yeah, 100% we can. I mean, I thought it for a while now, but games like today, performances like today, just sort of reaffirm it to me, really, because going there, as you mentioned, against a very decent Bournemouth side in their own backyard, conditions against you, it had all the hallmarks of that looks a little bit tricky for Liverpool, especially when people haven't really been fully sold on us yet. Not necessarily when the fan base, when our rivals, pundits, etc., aren't exactly convinced whether we are the real deal or not. To go there and do that to one of the most informed sides in the Premier League and do it as convincingly as we did, I mean, there's loads of reasons which we'll dive into in a minute, but based on this today, that's another performance that says, yeah, why not?
Well, I was just doing my match reaction for YouTube and stuff, and you know, you find yourself saying something, and I sort of really started to believe myself. It's like, this is a serious football side. Like, this is a side that has only been beaten once in the league so far. We're mid-January, late January. Now, we're past mid-January even, aren't we? Yeah. We're 21 games into a Premier League season or something, so what's that, 17 left to go? The one loss shouldn't probably have been
big old asterisks next
big old asterisks if we want to go like rival fans did a few years ago with us in league titles. This is a side that's incredibly difficult to beat, and a side that is showing me week in, week out, that it doesn't matter how you play against Liverpool, we'll find the answers, whether that be with me starting 11 or Klopp from the bench.
And that's the key, isn't it? You touched on it there, like how easy it was to play against us at times last season. And it wasn't so much like teams were thinking up different ways of breaking us down. There was one formula, and if you went to it, the likelihood is you were going to come out on top. But we've addressed that now, and now it feels like any way teams approach us, we've got a way of combat in that, whether that be their defensive standpoint, their attacking standpoint, we can find out and work out a way in game. If it hasn't got it right from the start, we can get it right there after. We've seen it at Arsenal the other week, albeit in the cup, we changed it at half time to completely transform the way the game was going. That wasn't even subs, that was just in game tactics, systemly. Klopp has got the winning formula right now. He's had it before at Liverpool, he's had it before at different clubs, at Dortmund especially, but he's just got this knack, and he's also got the squad and the players at his disposal. But what's so interesting, so fascinating about what he's done today, for instance, and in recent weeks especially, is that he's missing half of the key players that he normally has at his disposal. So obviously we've got Trent, Szoboszlai, Salah, three key cogs, Robertson as well, many key cogs that would normally... Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It would normally inspire us to win these types of games of footy, and they're all not there yet. It doesn't matter. But what gives you the most hope, or what gives me certainly the most hope, is there's two things, and I've seen some people saying this week Liverpool are playing really well, and we are this. I think today we played really well, certainly second half, but I still don't think we're fully at it yet, and that's boss, by the way. And
especially
that's
when you're not, when you're missing at least two world-class players in Trent and Mo.
Positives, absolutely positives, because at some point it's going to click, and you're going to see us go on a little run whereby we suddenly put three or four, five or six boss performances together, and teams are going to get hurt in that period because we've got the firepower. The firepower is frightening. And like I said earlier on today, Mohamed Salah not around, two lads step up and go, don't worry about it, I've got this. If one lad isn't firing, another one can be. And that's what gives me the most hope about Liverpool doing something very, very special this season.
And what we've also got as well, you know, obviously we know what Salah will bring to the table when he comes back to us. He'll bring goals and assists. It's what he's always done. But you mentioned it just before, it's like other people stepping up. In Diogo Jota, we've got a goal scorer. Mm-hmm. In Darwin Nunes, we've got a lad who Klopp seems to have found how to get the best out of him in recent weeks to really impact the game. You know, assist last time out for Cody Gakpo, couple of goals today, absolutely superb finishes. They're the types of finish, I think, as well, Dan, where you look back on this maybe at the end of the season or whatever, and you could point at this type of a game and go, those were two high quality finishes that Darwin could kick on from.
Oh, absolutely they were, yeah. And I've almost laughing to myself as you were speaking there, because you want to sort of draw the line with Darwin. We did it with Newcastle, St James's Park, didn't we? Because two top draw finishes again, and we all went, is this the turning point? And hopefully this one is, because I don't know if the penny's ever going to drop with him and he's suddenly going to become this ice cold finisher that finishes everything. I don't know if that'll ever be the case, but what he does do is he impacts games of footy time and time again. Even if he doesn't score today, he could easily go off today. Gakpo could have scored his two goals, for argument's sake. He just still had a very good game. The fact he gets the two is brilliant news, and it's great for his confidence and all the rest of it, because he probably needed them. He's been getting frustrated within himself in recent weeks. I think we've all seen that. But two top draw finishes, like I say, and hopefully this can be a bit of a springboard for him to go, I can do this. Like, I can be that guy for Liverpool Football Club, because he's got everything. He's got all the tools are there. He's got all the raw attributes that you'd want. We always say, don't we, build the perfect centre-half, you probably come up with something looking like Virgil van Dijk. In a similar way, build the perfect striker, and Darwin Nunes isn't a million miles away. It's just what is up there, essentially, and how he can slow things down. But like you say, two high-quality finishes today.
And this is one of the reasons why I think Liverpool can win the league. Will we win the league is a completely different question, yeah. But we've got all the tools to win the league, because we've got two right-backs, I think, in Trent Alexander-Arnold and Joe Gomez, who can interchange if we need. We know one's much more impactful in terms of going forward and what he brings in Trent Alexander-Arnold. We've got two very good left-backs, mm-hmm. One of them probably world-class still.
Yeah.
We've got two centre-halves, and that's probably the position right now where you're thinking we can't really take too many injuries, but Kwanzaa's coming through as well. We've got Conor Bradley, who's had another brilliant game today for us. We've got two DMs, and I think McAllister stepped up as a genuine DM today. You know, his defensive work and stuff like that. We've got loads of, a plethora of options in midfield, in Szoboszlai, in Gravenberch, and Elliott, and Jones, and Thiago to come back maybe at some point.
Chetich in and around there.
And we've got options up front. We're the second highest goal scorers in the league. We've got the best goal difference in the league because we've got the best defence. We put a proper performance down today in terms of how to get a clean sheet. Fought for it. Konate was brilliant in that. Fantastic block from Dom Solanke, who's been in great form himself. So all the tools are there. And we've got a manager who has the Midas touch at the moment with his substitutions. And we've got someone who works behind the scenes in Pep Lijnders who understands what this Liverpool side needs. So I think you're right, Liverpool can get better, will get better as the season goes along. And I think we've got the squad, when everybody's fit and available, to really push on four fronts. And it's not the quad, it's a quad. But I just want the league this season. That's enough for me. Like, you know what I mean? And right now we've got a 5-point lead on Manchester City, and that counts for something, doesn't it?
Oh, massively so, yeah. And much rather be, you know, like, we often had this conversation, didn't we, where we'd rather be the chasers or the front runners. Give me the front runners every day of the week, especially at the moment. I think it's a no-brainer for me. But yeah, it counts for loads. Like what you just mentioned there. Did you mention Alisson Becker? We've got the best goalkeeper.
Nope, didn't
even mention the best goalkeeper in the world, by the way, as well. And plus, also all these young lads. You touched on Conor Bradley, but even those that stretch beyond Conor Bradley, we've seen other people come in, Bobby Clark a little bit today as well. They're in and around the squad, and they're not going to play sort of leading standout roles you wouldn't imagine between now and the end of the season, but if they can just give some lads some minutes off. We went 4-0 up today, and Bobby Clark and Owen Beck both come on just to give these lads a break. If they can step in and do that as the season wears on, that's really important as well. But yeah, absolutely, Liverpool have got everything at their disposal they could possibly want. We need a little bit of luck on the injury front potentially as well. We might need some more drop points from our rivals as well on the way, who knows. But ultimately,
but we might not, because we've got the points.
Well, we've got exactly, it's very much in our hands now, there's no two ways about that. But yeah, I think if we can just extend that lead by hook or by crook, because we know we've seen Man City, the one time we actually got sort of clear of Man City, properly clear, not with games in hand and all that nonsense.
The Reds lost.
Exactly. They just gave up the chase and they thought, well, fuck that then. They're not for catching. And they went and concentrated their efforts elsewhere. If we can do something similar this time around, then who knows?
Absolutely. Let me know in the comments section what you think, whether Liverpool can win the league or not.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.